worldwide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Overlooking Diamond Head, Hawaii's beautiful South Shore. Good day to you from the Golf Club Studios. It's Saturday, November 12th. In the clubhouse, we've got Michael Patrick Shields, the author. Yes, 6 books under his pen. Broadcaster from, well, he does like a show in Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. It's 10 radio stations. Big poobah. He's from La Costa Champions Golf Course in San Diego, though. He'll be checking in with us. Brian Whitcomb, the PGA past president. He'll be talking with us about the First Lady of Golf, the award, and who's getting it this year. Mary B. Porter King. Adam Sheldon joins us. He's the brand manager from Cleveland Golf. And Carl Soba, player rep for Sweet Spot and a world traveler, an expert on golf play. He's amazing. Really amazing. I think it's safe to say he's played more golf courses around the world than the average person. And he makes these really succinct observations about the course. And that's what I'm looking forward to talking to him about most. About other things as well, of course. But first of all, let's bring in the sponsors, the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
We've got a prize for you to win. A trip for two to San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines, 4 nights in a suite at the Galleria Park Hotel, and 2 rounds of golf at the Harding Park Golf Course. All you got to do is you got to qualify to win. Okay, first we've got to qualify you, which gets you into the big bucket, and then we'll pull out the name. When you hear the jet take off, the number to call, write this down, 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. Headlines, Tiger Woods melted down in round 3 at the Emirates Australian Open, well, at least compared to his first 2 rounds. The commentators were very kind in their description of his round, saying his ball striking really wasn't that bad. He just couldn't get anything going. I just think his driver was completely off. His recovery shots were just okay, and his putts simply were not behaving at all. Beginning the final round in a few hours, John Senden leads after his 63. Yesterday's birthday boy, Jason Day, is one stroke back. Greg Chalmers alone at third. Nick O'Hearn is T4 with Nick Watney. Jared Lyle and Ryan Haller, T6. Bubba Watson and Tiger Woods, T8. And Bubba had pretty much the same day Tiger had. Could have had so many birdies, but that putter, it just wasn't going in. He didn't emote as much as Tiger. I thought that was very contained. On the LPGA Tour, Julie Engster, Anna Nordqvist tied for the lead. Catriona Matthew, Mina Lee, and Suzanne Paterson, T3, I.K. Kim, 6, and Paula Creamer, Siri Puck, and Michelle Wee, T7. If Engster wins, she becomes the oldest I just don't like that designation, at 51 to do so in LPGA history. Beth Daniel was 46 when she won the Canadian Women's Open. Does Engster think about it? No, she says. I just have to win. Atta girl. Welcome to the show, Michael Patrick Shields. Where you been and where are you?
I am at the world-famous La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California, just a little bit north of San Diego, across the Pacific from you.
Just across the pond. It's a larger pond than the other pond, but yes, and this is La Costa. Wasn't that the host site of the Tournament of Champions before it came to Hawaii?
It's been, in fact, something like 37 various tour events have been staged here over the years, the Tournament of Champions. They had the match play here. They've had just about every professional you can think of, and every tour has come through La Costa at some stage or another.
Yeah, it was really cool. They hosted the inaugural Kia Classic 2010. I hope it goes back. I think there's some talk of it going back. Have you heard any talk of it going back to La Costa?
They are spending lots and lots and lots of money renovating the resort and renovating the golf course. In fact, the room I'm sitting in right now, just down the hall, Steve Pate and his architecture team are here. They're going to give us a presentation a little bit later today about what they've done to renovate the golf course. You know, it's a Dick Wilson course, and it has changed a lot over the years. And in truth, when you watched tour events here, part of the problem was that it got soggy. It had drainage problems. And as you see, it's in a sort of a canyon not too far from the ocean. So we know, you and I and people who pay attention to golf, that golf courses are living things. And over the years, they evolve. They wear out, you know, they change. And the technology changes and the needs change. And so when you have, you know, architects come in and try to modernize and yet keep the same feel, and you know, it's just, that's how it is. You don't, you know, this is an old place, an old course, but it's very snazzy. They have a very fancy Chopra spa here, and it's right off of I-5. It's very convenient from San Diego, Los Angeles, and all the airports.
I love that town. San Diego, San Francisco. Yeah, really nice towns to visit. Of course, we're giving away a trip to San Francisco, so I'm a little biased. I want to go right now.
Yeah. Well, they we can get to wine country and get to Pebble Beach. Fantastic restaurants. Well, you're very nice to your listeners.
We like to be nice to our listeners because they're nice to us. Now, who is Pascuzzo? Is that how it's pronounced?
These are architects, and you know, very often, as you know, they'll partner with a big name player, as they have there in Steve Patey, won the Players Championship back in the day, and I remember him having a significant role in the Ryder Cup as well. And so he's here in large part. His problem that I heard him talk about yesterday is that we've got to make a golf course that's fun for the resort player and suitable for professional players to come in. That's kind of tough. It's like, you know, a Grand Marquis and a race car all at the same time. It's comfortable and challenging. So that's what they're going to explain to us today about, you know, how they've done this in these coastal foothills so that you can come and have fun, and then you can have a fun tournament, too, with lots of drama.
Well, you know a little about that. Two of your books, Secrets of the Great Golf Course Architects, The Treasury of the World's Greatest Golf Courses by History's Master Designers, as well as Works of Art, Golf Course Designs by Arthur Hills. You've really been able to, and then, of course, Ben Wright, you worked with on Good Bounces and Bad Lies, the biography of Ben Wright, and then Speak Right. You've written so much. But all of these gentlemen have, of course, and the books have in common is golf course and architecture and making them work. So you have a good eye and a keen understanding of that. How does one make a resort course that then can be used as a championship course?
Well, and one of the things you see the PGA really stressing this year is making sure that people play from the proper tees. But having said that, if you come to a place like La Costa and you're going to be here maybe once, and you say, well, I want to play from where Tiger played from. I want to see how I can compare to Tiger Woods. You get that in Hawaii a lot, too, because you have tour players through there all the time. And so that's the tricky part is can you watch the tournament on TV and then come here and feel that you're playing the same golf course. And, you know, you don't want to play from 7,200 yards.
No.
Average player, you know. So then it gets down to the look, the approach shots. Can I play my approach shots from the same place that Tiger played? Because that's really where the drama is. It's no point trying to hit a, you know, a 310-yard drive. What you want to be able to do is say, wow, Tiger stood at this spot and he hit it 6 inches from, you know, 140 yards or whatever it is, 180.
Right.
So you can get, if you can play the proper tees with your length of drive, you'll have the same dramatic approach shots. As long as you're not too macho about, you know, standing way back there at the tips. And so they reposition the bunkers, and they do a lot with the native grasses, and they define the fairways so that you can have fun. And I think Nicklaus is a perfect example of that. You know, when he started as an architect, his courses were so difficult. And then later, as he softened a little bit, he realized that, you know, people want to get the ball in play off the tee. That's the most important thing for the amateur player. So give them some room to hit the ball, and then tighten things up as you get to the green.
You know, I think if you could just stand where the professionals stand when they're teeing off, let's say, I don't know if they're still black, you know, but here they were black tees, and you could go, and then if you look and you go, I can't do this. Or, you know, if you are a guy, you know, or a gal, and you really want to see what you could do, and there's enough room, it's not a busy day, it'd be kind of fun to try from there. And then look, then realistically say, oh, I see, I really can't do that. You know, I think that's one of the most important parts for people to experience, the fact that in your mind, you know, you're the grandiose things that you can do. When you get down to the brass tacks and stand at that tee and hit that ball and see how far it goes and where your next shot is from, you know, yes, well, you know, I need to practice more to be able to accomplish that. All right.
Yeah. The tour players love this place because it is really peaceful and it's very fragrant and it's away from the, you know, the crowds of the city, and you're definitely in an isolated canyon, and it's got that sort of Spanish-style architecture with the red roofs and the white buildings. And, yeah, and you're just a million miles away, and the terrific spa and all that sort of thing. So I think it will obviously continue to be a venue of choice for, you know, all of the tours at some stage.
You're such a good radio person. Fragrant. You know, immediately I want to know, what flowers? What are you smelling? Michael, what are you smelling?
Yeah. You know, when you get out of the car and you come from the airport and you get out of the car and you walk and you say, ooh, you know, the aroma is a big part of, to me, you know, your location. It happens in Hawaii too, right?
Yes.
You come in and it's like you've lit a candle, but it's not. It's natural and it's just fantastic. And Carlsbad here is the home of Callaway Golf, as you know. For what it's worth, so they're very keen on the sport here, to be sure.
Absolutely, we're going to come back and talk more. This is Michael Patrick Shields. He is the morning show guy. He's the morning man, as we call it in the biz. Michigan Talk Radio. He's on 10 stations. Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we're just about to start. Oh, yes, there is that sound. Makes me just want to fly away. Okay, here we go. The call, the ninth caller qualifies. This is our first of two this morning for qualifying for the San Francisco trip on Hawaiian Airlines. Four nights in San Francisco at the Galleria Park Hotel, and you will be staying in a suite if your name is drawn in December. So call in 808-296-5467, 296-5467. 808 is the area code. We've had callers in from all across the state, all the islands, and if you can get in, you can get in from the mainland. No problem, you know. So you call, fly and use Hawaiian Airlines. You'll get there to San Francisco. Everybody, call now. We're talking with Michael Patrick Shields. He is the author. J.P. McCarthy, just tell him where I am. That was your first book?
That was my first book, yeah.
What inspired you to do that?
When I was a radio producer and we would interview these authors from all around the world, and I thought, what a fascinating thing. They get to live somebody's life. They get to live a topic, a subject, research it thoroughly, become experts at it.
Yeah.
And so I worked for this man named J.P. McCarthy, who was a Hall of Fame radio host, and he passed away at an untimely age. And there was a big, he was number one for 30 years, and so many people wanted to know about him, and it was a part of a tribute. And it became a new career. So he gave to me something, even in his passing, that I've come to embrace and love. And he'd love to be here in San Diego today, not only playing golf at La Costa, but yesterday this was the center of the sports world too, as I'm sure you saw on Veterans Day there, with the President of the United States was here for that Carrier Classic game on the USS Carl Vinson.
Yeah.
And so I was there last night. And it was an absolute show. It was a
J.P.
real
McCarthy,
blast.
I think it should be M.P. Shields. Just don't tell him where I am. I think you have just like started to live his life. It's perfect. Now guess where the president is today?
I'm sure he's on his way to Hawaii. That's what I heard.
But he landed last night. No, he's here.
Yeah.
He and 18. We're going to be 21 leaders. Like the Russian president is here. The premier of China is here.
Wow.
The Philippines president is here. We've got more security in Waikiki than you would believe. You go into Waikiki on Ala Moana Boulevard. Folks, if you're in Hawaii and you're traveling, don't go down to Ala Moana because you will run right into a full-on military installation-style security checkpoint where you will give up your driver's license, your registration, your insurance card. You will show them who you are. You will let them in your car, under your car, over your car. You don't want to go that way, okay? You got to go down Kapahulu to get into Waikiki because it is grandiose what we're doing for, make sure, we're responsible for their safety. And if you're responsible for their safety, then we will do everything in our power to make them comfortable. And the traffic's been very interesting with road closures but we're all, it's the Aloha spirit. And speaking of that, Richard Tanaka, you are our first qualifier. Congratulations, Richard. All right, I hope you win. I hope everybody wins. We're all winners. In fact, today I'm giving the Nike Precision Power Distance Speedy Long Golf Balls from Alakai Mechanical to the person who doesn't qualify, who's been calling and doesn't get in, and they will be the winner. Thank you, Greg. I got the message. Okay. Michael Patrick Shield, they're talking about what they did at La Costa, and what they say here is in this lovely press release you sent me is that the Champions Course was the North Course. Strategically designed, repositioned bunkering, refined fairway routing, expanded native grass areas, and subtle elevation changes that contribute to the challenging and engaging golf atmosphere. Four holes on the Champions Course are completely new design. So if you go to La Costa, you're going to have a completely new experience there. It's going to be like you've never played it before. My question about the greens and the bunkering, do they put any of that, the new drainage technology that golf course superintendents are able to take advantage of today?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. As I said, the bunk on the place was that it got soggy, and if you look back in history, but so now it's so much more. When Dick Wilson designed the course 40 years ago, that wasn't available, and so much has changed now in terms of the types of grasses you can use and drainage. And it may not be the sexiest, most exciting thing to hear about, but in terms of a quality playing experience, it rained last night here. It was a little bit misty during the week too. But nobody wants to come to a golf resort for, and maybe you're here for a corporate function or something, and you've got 6 hours on Thursday that you can get out there and finally enjoy it, and have to, have their golf canceled or have it be soggy or have it be unpleasant. So these courses have to play fast. And the other thing too is back to what we're saying about average players. you know, it's discouraging, isn't it? Hit a drive and see it stop in the fairway after about, you want some roll with that baby, don't you?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. Yes, I want some roll with that baby.
Yeah.
So you're going to be there now for the gathering where they actually tell you all the things that they've done. And what are you going to do next? What's Michael Patrick Shields up to next?
You mean on my next trip?
No. Today? Yeah, are you going to go play golf?
I'm hanging up with you. I'm going to play golf on the Champions Course. I'm going to have a briefing from Steve Pate and yes. and Damien. And then I'm going to go and investigate the spa, which means a bamboo treatment is what I'm called, what I'm told it's called, which
a
I guess...
bamboo treatment?
You probably meant something different in an earlier era, but this is a bamboo treatment.
Okay.
And then dinner at the Blue Fire Grill here, too. So you see, the life of a travel writer is very difficult.
Oh, yes, very, very difficult. See, and what you get to do is you get to combine your travel writing with your radio personality life. You do your show to Michigan from wherever you happen to be, don't you?
Yes, especially with the tie-in yesterday with the Michigan State Spartans. It was like being in Michigan here. And by the way, you know, everyone's saying to me, oh, you were on the carrier at the game with President Obama. And I said, yeah, but Pamela Anderson was there too, three rows in front of me. She was.
Yeah.
I could show you the pictures. I swear to God.
Oh, it's always fun having you on the show, Michael. Thank you so much for being here.
Michael, take care of the world leaders out there, and
we do.
And I'll see you from somewhere down the road.
I can't wait. He is the host of Michael Patrick Shields in the Morning, heard on 10 radio stations across the state of Michigan. You can also hear him online. He's streaming online, known for authoring books with Donald Trump, Larry King, Arthur Hills, Ben Wright. You're the best. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Aloha.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay. Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And joining us now, PGA past president Brian Whitcomb. And I asked Mr. Whitcomb to join me this morning to talk about the First Lady of Golf Award. Hawaii's, also known as ASUs or the LPGAs or the USGAs or PGA of America's, amazing Mary B. Porter King will be honored at the PGA of America Awards during the 2012 PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando. She has won, or has been given, I don't think you actually vie for this award. This is something that's bestowed upon you for excellence. Good morning, Mr. Whitcomb.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. May I call you Brian?
I wish you would.
Oh, thank you so much. Brian, did you go to ASU too?
Well, I certainly did, and I tell you, when I competed there at Arizona State on the golf team, and as you know, Mary B. Porter King competed in doggone near everything there at Arizona State. And one of the neatest things is my daughter just graduated from Arizona State, and I was down there at a basketball game and walking around the activity center, and sure enough, there's a beautiful picture of Mary B. and with a full, beautiful golf swing and a list of her accomplishments in our Hall of Fame at Arizona State. So you did a great intro of all the things that she's done, and a very, very, very special person. And I know Hawaii's got to be very, very proud of Mary B. Porter King.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 12, 13 years ago, Mary B. came and decided that something had to be done for junior golf in Hawaii. There were too many junior golf, this, all these little different chapters of different organizations. Nothing was centralized. There was no organization. And she, and people didn't necessarily like change, but she came and she kind of embraced everyone as much as possible, created, there are, of course, the Oahu Junior Golf Groups, but there's the umbrella organization, the Hawaii Junior Golf Association, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And now we have something akin to a Ryder Cup, the Asia Pacific. It's a junior cup where the kids from Japan are coming. We're going to have kids from China, teams from China, the top junior golfers from the Asia Pacific, which is kind of what's happening here. The leaders from the Asia Pacific region are in town, and they've taken over the world here in Hawaii. But let's talk about Mary B. First of all, the award, the First Lady of Golf Award. What inspired that? Why did you, at the PGA of America, decide to create this award?
Well, you know, the First Lady of Golf Award is our highest award that we give to women that are very involved in our sport, as well as our Distinguished Service Award, which is our highest award for the male counterparts to that. And we thought it was very important for us to promote the game of golf and all that's good about the game and the people involved in it through honoring these very, very special people. And Mary B. certainly fits that role to a T. She's has to be one of the most giving people I've ever met in my life. And you were talking about that, you're putting the junior golf thing together, and Mary B. has that special way about her that when she kind of gets involved, everybody kind of looks to her for leadership, and they look for her for direction and vision, and then we all kind of get behind and pull in the same direction. And so it's not surprising at all to me that your Hawaii Junior Golf Association and all the parts to it have evolved so beautifully with her helping out in a large part.
Absolutely. PGA First Lady of Golf recipients in the past, first Barbara Nicholas, Judy Rankin, Judy Bell, Nancy Lopez, Renee Powell, Alice Dye, Carol Semple Thompson, Kathy Whitworth, Peggy Kirk Bell, Carol Mann, Donna Capone Byers, and now Mary B. Porter King. I noticed there are some years when there is or hasn't been a recipient.
Well, we've done a couple things. Certainly, the one year we didn't have a recipient was during the tragic times of 9/11, and we chose to withhold making an honoree that year. And then we're working on trying to the next step would be to go on a biannual honoring selection. So that's really where a couple of where you see it, there was no recipient that year. That's really what was happening there. But in this case, I couldn't be any more happy, you know. And if I could, it's just I've watched and known Mary B. for a long time, and I'll tell you, the that giving part of her is just unbelievable, whether it's, as you introduced her, whether it's with junior golfers or whether it's with the United States Golf Association, the PGA of America, the rules officiating that she's done all around the world at the most visible events that the game of golf has to offer. It's just amazing. And then, of course, the heroic time when she performed CPR on a young boy while she was playing in an LPGA event, scaled a fence and helped a young boy that saved his life there in Phoenix at a LPGA event one time. So she's just one of those magic people. But, you know, we talk so often, when you talked about the Asian Pacific Games that you have there with the juniors, and you talk about the Michelle Wees and the Kimberly Kims, and that's all well and good. And certainly Mary B. has mentored and taught and helped a lot of them with regards to the game of golf and their, you know, getting better and better and being so good at the game. But just as importantly, you think about the hundreds, if not thousands, of children that Mary B. has touched their lives with regards to mentoring and doing what's right in the game of golf, and not only adhering to the rules, but thereby learning how to make good decisions in their life. And then as they go on and become adults and things, that they make good choices then. And it's just so heartwarming for me to know that Mary B. has just touched the lives of so, so many junior boys and girls and enriched their lives far more than just the game of golf. And to me, that's the very, very special part of Mary B. Porter King.
Yes, absolutely. I didn't realize this, but she's traveled more than 100,000 miles a year, officiated at 14 U.S. Women's Opens, 10 U.S. Men's Opens, 10 U.S. Senior Opens, 5 Masters, 4 PGA Championships, and 1 Open Championship. Women rules officials are allowed at a Masters?
Absolutely. And, and it doesn't surprise me that you don't know that, because Mary B.'s not going to tell you that. You know,
no.
One of those people that just goes about her giving ways, and whether it's jumping on an airplane to head to the mainland time and time and time again, or whether it's being one of the foremost rules officials during the Masters tournament at the Augusta National Golf Club or the United States Open at Torrey Pines or wherever it might be, Mary B.'s right there, and she's there with the job of making sure that the game is played on an equal playing surface, and she does a great job of that. So that's just one more example of the great things that Mary B. has given, not only to the game of golf, but to society. And again, I just want to really just dig deeper into that, that what she's done for society, I think far, far, far outweighs those amazing accomplishments and giving ways that she's done to the game of golf.
Every time I call Mary B. to ask her to be on the show with me, and she was one of my first great guests when I first started the show 13 years ago. She's always, well, let me see, I'm about to go to, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'll be back in 3 weeks. And she's constantly, constantly on the go, and still keeps her family and takes care of everything that's necessary at home. So she's complete. I was just looking too at ASU. She was the in ASU College Softball World Series Championship team. She was the starting second baseman. Mm-hmm. She earned the 1972 All-American Honors in Golf, a member of the school's 1970-71 NAIA Women's Golf Championship teams. She excelled in volleyball, softball, golf, and basketball. And this was before Title IX. So make sure your kids get as much, the well-rounded. And that's what I love about Mary B. She doesn't just push you into one thing. She wants to make sure that it's what you love to do. Go explore. Find out what it is that you love. Try them all, and then make a decision. And golf can get you right through college. That's another thing that she really works hard at, as bringing the kids into the college arena, so that they have days where the coaches will come in and talk about what a person needs to do to become a college student, and then possibly get a college scholarship with golf. And a lot of our junior golfers are going that direction, and they may not use golf when they graduate, or they may not pursue a professional career in golf, but they'll maybe, if they love golf, they can find a different facet of the industry of golf and pursue it in that arena. So she really has impacted a lot of young people's lives, and some of them have not known life without Mary B. in their life.
That's exactly right. And that's what I would definitely say to all your listeners, all your moms and dads out there. If you have that opportunity, and we'll use Mary B. Porter King as an example, but I would use a lot of the golf professionals there on the islands, and it's a great opportunity to get your children involved in a game and a sport. It teaches them ethics. It teaches them responsibility. It teaches them accountability and all those wonderful things that we didn't even know we were trying to learn from our parents, from our mentors, from our coaches, teachers, that we're able to use in our adult lives. And so if you have the opportunity to get to listen to Mary B. either on the lesson tee or in the classroom setting, wherever it might be, I would just tell all you moms and dads and your children that are listening to listen attentively to Mary B., because she's got that well-rounded and background that that is an attribute towards about anything that she's trying to do. And yet she's as likable and approachable as any human being you'll ever meet in your life. So there's no intimidation. There's no anything with Mary B. She's just, it's all about giving. And if you want to listen and learn some things, then she'll be right there. And it wouldn't matter what time of day, Mary B. would be right there at a beckon's call to help anybody. So one more time for you parents out there, get involved in a game of golf. And if you bump into on the fairways or lesson tee, Mary B. Porter King, you'll be the better for it.
There you go. Now, let me ask you a question. You were the nationalist or a nationalist in the National Long Drive Competition 85-86.
Yes, ma'am.
Was that your forte, long, you know, off the tee?
Obviously. Well, I got to tell you, I can answer that pretty easily. I was visiting with my college golf coach, George Boutel, a couple months ago, and we were doing something. He said, "Boy, I'm sure I'm proud of you." He said, "You know, you couldn't make it from a foot, but boy, you could sure hit it good." So I guess I don't know what my forte was. Obviously, in George Boutel, in my coach's eyes, it wasn't putting, that's for sure. So I guess I did. I was able to hit the ball a ways back then, and it's gone away at about 3 yards a year, I think. So.
Well, that's to be expected, okay? You know, I mean, that's got.
Yep.
But let me ask you this, okay? My son also can just hit that ball off the tee like nobody's business. It goes straight, and it goes far. And I suggested to him that maybe golf would be something. He played football. Maybe golf would be something that, you know. And he said, "Mom, I hate putting." I said, "Well, you just, I hate practicing. I don't have the patience for it, period." So my question to you is, obviously you play golf. How did you overcome that problem you had a foot away from the hole?
Yeah. Well, you just keep getting up after you've kind of fallen down and brush yourself off and try it again. And I think you have to fill yourself with the hopes that, you know, tomorrow will be better. And the more I practice, the luckier I'll get, which is sort of a lighthearted way of looking at it. You know, just if I just keep working at it, keep grinding. Other people have the same problems. And other people's problems might be that they can't drive it in the fairway. Other people might be that, you know, they get nervous chipping or something like that. And so we all have our drawbacks and our strengths and weaknesses. And I think with regard to the game, and I think to overcome that, it's just a conviction that says if I practice and I work at it and I listen and try to learn from others like Mary B, that you know, I'll find the key, and then that key will open a new way for me to get the job done. And to your son, I mean, it's no different than football. I mean, it's blocking, tackling, you know, it's doing things 11 of y'all at once, and, you know, in the same style, and we're all pulling in the same direction. In the game of golf, although you play by yourself, it's done the same way. You know, there's a bunch of components to it, and you got to figure out how to get the vast, vast majority of those to be going in the same direction, which is the positive direction. So, you know, that's what I would say about the game. It is a difficult game, but isn't that part of the beauty of it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. So you said the P word, and that is practice. Practice,
yeah.
practice, and go find a PGA professional, an LPGA professional, and take some lessons, because they can show you just the smallest thing, and all of a sudden, the whole world opens up for you. The light goes on, and you say, "I got it." Brian Whitcomb, thanks so much for being on the Golf Club with me this morning and talking about Mary B. Porter King, our 2011 PGA First Lady of Golf, and she will get that award in Orlando at the PGA of America Awards. That's during the 2012 PGA Merchandise Show. It's great talking with you. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. And for the state of Hawaii, I hope you're all very, very proud of Mary B. Porter King, a very, very special person in a very, very special state. So all the best to everybody, all your listeners, and thanks for the privilege of visiting with you.
Thank you. Aloha. And we'll be back right after. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the Green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon
Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. You know, Hawaii is the Western White House right now. Oh, yes. He flew in last night. The President of the United States of America, President Barack Obama, is in town, and so is the First Lady. And the First Lady is taking a lot of other First Ladies, and maybe a First Husband, I'm not sure if he's here. But the First Ladies are going to Kualoa Ranch. Now, y'all know here on Oahu that going up to Kualoa Ranch means it's one lane up a very level coast. It's just lovely, 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 lovely drive right along the mountains, and you go through canopies of beautiful trees, and you see the jagged edges of the Ko'olau mountain range, and if it's raining, you'll see some waterfalls coming down as the rain still cuts into those mountains, and it's just absolutely spectacular. It's like a crochet of green that you can't describe, really. And they'll be going up to Kualoa. Now, whenever the lovely dignitaries travel about, they close the roads, you know, and so I'm not sure when, and they won't tell us for security reasons exactly when, they'll be traveling to Kualoa, but it will probably disrupt the traffic flow. So you may want to not travel to the windward side. I'm not saying no go, but just be prepared for some delays. And sometimes those delays are long delays. Just a heads up, pack a picnic if you're traveling anywhere. There aren't that many places to stop to eat along the coast up to Kualoa Ranch. We have, apparently, qualifier. 808-296-5467 is the number to call. All you have to do to qualify to win, you're going to go to San Francisco. You're going to stay there for 4 nights. And you're going to play at Harding Park. You'll be traveling on Hawaiian Airlines. And you'll be staying in a suite, okay, at the Galleria Park Hotel, and I wish I were you, because they have marble-soaking baths, and there's a fireplace in the suite. I don't know if you'll be traveling when you'll need a fireplace, but in the winter, it gets a tad chilly in San Francisco, which I would love to experience. Okay, so the ninth caller qualifies to win. I will draw the winner out in December. I bet you we have the winner. I wanted to get the winner before we start our next interview, and congratulations. Oh, please. You know, our internet connections on Oahu are really slow, too. Secret Service has taken over. Congratulations, Beth Leeds of Hilo. Yes, Hilo got in. See, y'all can get in. I just knew it. So write down 808-296-5467, because we'll start again next week. And we have a prize for the people who have been trying to call. It'll come up a bit later. I'll tell you when to call. The Nike Precision Power Distance PD Long Golf Balls. Yes. Okay. But I was just talking to a gentleman who said that he's losing distance off the tee. Losing distance off the tee, he said. And he was a finalist in the National Long Drive Competition back in 85-86. If you happen to be one of the people losing distance off the tee, maybe you just like to look at something that's kind of like stealthish, a stealth look to it. We're talking with Cleveland Golf this morning and the brand manager, Adam Sheldon. full line of ultralight golf clubs, the GC Black Line. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Hello there, Danielle. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, first off, you got to tell us where you're from.
I'm from a little place called England.
A little place?
Outside of Birmingham in England.
Just outside Birmingham?
Yes.
You know Derby?
I do know Derby, yeah.
Derby, my cousin's coming from Derby for a month in December. My family, my father came to the States from England. He was born in a little tiny country you call England, yes. Yes, okay, so here we are. Cleveland, you've got this launch. It's on the 26th, it's available, but you can do pre-orders. Is that what I understand? Do I get that right?
It's actually on the 25th of November, and yeah, you can find it on most golf sites right now and pre-book if you like. It's a pretty new, exciting product called the CG Black, so keep your eyes open for that, and I can talk a little bit about it this morning if you'd like to, Daniel.
I'd like to. It's a sleek-looking club, and this is for people who are losing some distance off the tee, right? This is perfect for them.
Yeah, what we set out to do with we kind of, over the last year or so, have put all of our drivers under this right weight fitting system. What we're saying there really is that, in basic terms, not everybody needs the same weight in their equipment. You know, similar to break it down in simple terms, that, you know, if you've ever been bowling or thing like that, that I'm sure you use a different weighted ball than I would, yeah, or somebody else would. That's as simple as it really gets. So we've taken kind of that attitude and put it into our right weight system, and the latest addition to that system is the CG Black, which comes in weighing at 265 grams. So we think it's the lightest driver on the market. So light obviously means fast, and fast means speed and distance. So that's really the simplicity of the Black Line. It's we set out to really kind of design it around swing speeds around the 90 miles an hour. So if you look through our whole lineup, you know, we go from the CG Black, then we have the 270, the 290, and the 310, which are in the market today, which all kind of address different swing speeds for different people who play golf. So.
Also, the crown, the speed crown design, the head of the driver, you're using an aerodynamic shape that assists in the process of moving that club too.
Exactly, yeah. If you see the design, you'll notice that it has a pretty sleek shape, as you put it. But the lines on that that crown, when I said the crown, the top of the driver, if you look at that, and then you can relate that to kind of bicycle helmets and things like that.
Oh,
everything,
yeah.
Which if you look at it now, you can probably see it. But yeah, we've designed it. It's all about reducing the amount of drag on the crown of the club. So when I talk about drag, it's basically the drag between the club and the airflow that actually as you swing it through the ball.
Right. And it's like a car, the aerodynamics of a car, so that you don't have that the wind slowing you down. Now, what about the club face? Is it forgiving?
Yeah, it is. We've obviously shaped this driver, and by doing a lot of things, which we do, obviously, we're basically looking to get the highest COR we can within the legal limits. But what we've done with this driver is obviously try and move that across the face as much as we can. So, you know, those hits off the heel or the toe, if some of us tend to do that, you still gain quite a bit of distance. And it's basically increasing the MOI is another big factor of that.
So you do have a larger sweet spot than, or a there is one sweet spot, Danielle, but this gives you a little bit, it is forgiving, right? And okay, reduces the face. Okay, excellent. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk some more about, because this Black Line, which is really sexy, it also comes in irons, and it's the full line, right?
Yes, it is, yeah. We set out to basically look at sort of one demographic of player, you know, and we built a whole line around it. So,
okay.
And some very interesting stuff with the irons and the wedges.
Excellent. Well, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay- Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property, guard, and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Adam Sheldon. He is the brand manager for Cleveland Golf, and we're talking about the CG Black line right now. It's coming out. You can pre-order it online. It'll be available in stores on November 25th. And Sheldon, Adam, this is designed for the person who, well, I don't want to say the senior, because, you know, I mean, it's so many of us don't have time to practice. Getting out, we'd like to get distance, but, you know, some of the clubs really take time to get, I don't know, to get good at.
Yeah, Danielle, it's when we set out with this line, we did look at, you know, who this, we actually specifically designed it for people with certain types of swing speeds. So it's not necessarily a senior line. It's for people who have a slower swing speed. It works really well for lady golfers, we found. So it's more about, you know, finding matching this equipment up with your swing speed. With the driver, we're looking at swing speeds around 90 miles per hour or below that. And it's really the only club or set of equipment in the market that's kind of designed specifically for that demographic. So
Don't think
of it as senior. Think of it as more of a kind of a swing speed analysis. So.
Exactly. I also came across something that talked about a high-density weight screw at the rear of the sole plate, positioning the center of gravity lower and deeper.
Yeah, that's a good point, because what we set out to do there, you've seen a lot of drivers on the market today where you can move around weights and change a lot of things. Well, with this club, obviously when you do that type of thing, you have to build in structure to the head where you can't position the center of gravity exactly where you need it. So by simplifying the design, what we did, we looked at, you know, what does this player need, and we moved the center of gravity exactly into where we believe is the best place for that type of player with this type of swing speed. So to do that efficiently, we created a little weight screw in the back to help us move that center of gravity back and deeper into the club face.
Interesting. You also have a very nice shaft, Miyazaki Seikua 39 Limited Edition. How did you get together with the Japanese maker of the shaft and incorporate it into your club?
Yeah, we're very lucky to partner with Miyazaki. As you know, SRI Sports actually is our flagship in Japan. They own Cleveland Golf, so we have a really strong relationship. And ever since they've been a part of our business, we've been able to link up a lot of technologies together. And in fact, that's, you know, with the shaft, the Miyazaki, but also if you think about the number one driver in Japan. It's Zexio, and they're all about lightweight. So we've been able to merge some of our technologies together, and it's really working out. You can see it in the shaft. The shaft is an amazing piece of technology. To be able to go that light in the shaft, you know, there's some certain structure and layup which they've had to put into the design of that shaft just so that we can maintain the profile that we're looking for this demographic of player. So it's not an easy task.
No, it's not, especially since I've always been told and I've found that a lighter club reduces my ability to strike the ball accurately. A lighter shaft, I don't have as much control over it. I don't want to say whippy, but that's the only word that comes to mind. I won't be as accurate if it's lightweight.
Yeah, well, again, you know, that's kind of that's a thing of the past is the way we look at it, because what we've done, if you think about the balance of a club, we talked about the swing weight. So what we've done, we've taken a lot of weight out of the grip, out of the shaft, and out of the head. So actually balances out very similar to what you're used to.
Good.
The grip is actually down to 25 grams, I believe, on this driver. So, you know, it's some amazing technology in the grip, the head, the shaft, the whole package to allow us to achieve this maximum kind of lightest driver in the market. So,
well, I got to tell you, one of the most important things to me is the sound that happens when I hit the ball. I'm all about sound. And I hear from a bunch of guys, I think they're called Hackers Paradise.
Yeah.
They looked over your clubs, and this is what they said, and this is such a sell for me. One of the most interesting aspects of club testing is the different impact sound that each driver makes and how that relates to the feel of the club through our perception. Yes. The Cleveland CG Black has a deeper but yet still composite type of sound. Not tinny or overly loud, but not a quiet crack either. The sound translates to a feel, power feel. At impact, you get the impression the ball is jumping off the face. Boy, doesn't that sound good. And that's not from you. You guys should incorporate that in your sale. that's like, wow, really? Okay, so this is the driver, but you've also got a complete line, and I'm getting comments like fairway woods. You got fairway woods in this?
Yes, we do. We have fairway woods. We have a set of irons. The nice thing about the fairway wood obviously complements the driver. Similar technologies in there, but the irons are a little bit different. The whole club line has the power of the Miyazaki shaft around it, so you're getting the technology there. But the iron head, what we've done there is we put a Thai club face in the iron head. So it allows us to go a little bit thinner, and which basically is increasing the COR. You've heard about COR in drivers. Well, we're looking at in irons too. So distance, if you're looking for a little extra distance in your irons, This Thai club face is got a very good strength to weight ratio and allows us to increase the COR all across the club face.
Okay, all right. For those of us who are saying, all right, you know, I keep hearing COR and I pretend like I know what it is, but I really don't. Why don't you explain that?
It's basically the coefficient of restitution. It's basically when you talked about it earlier, how fast the ball comes off the face. I mean, that's really it. In simple terms, the USGA has obviously set some limits, which for drivers is around 8:30. There's certain ratios and measurements involved. It's a little complicated to explain over the radio. But
I understand.
It's basically, if you think about a trampoline effect, is the simplest way to look at it. If you jump in the middle of a trampoline, how much height do you get? Similar type of thing to a club face. They're basically measuring the trampoline effect and a club face.
But the USJ has a limit on how much of the quote-unquote trampoline effect you can...
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, because otherwise you go to...
Yeah, you think about it. Yeah, we could be making trampolines on the face. they set a realistic limit, obviously. They set a number of limits as people and technology's got better and better, rather than destroy the game. And my golf course is too long.
And ridiculous. Right, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, excellent. So, and I read something about the your irons that kind of, is there a fill in the irons, or I wasn't sure how did you design the head of the iron? What's different about that?
Well, basically, it's a two-piece construction.
Uh-huh.
We have a stainless sort of outer body, which has a higher density than titanium. So you think about the face, we've taken the one of the strongest materials and put it all into the face, which allows us to go really thin and beef up the rest of the club. So we've actually, again, moved the CG into the optimal position for this type of player. So it's a pretty complicated manufacturing process, but it really works when it comes to, you know, being able to move the CG into the correct position for this demographic.
So it has a larger face area.
Has a larger face area. So if you think about the trampoline, we've got a larger sweet spot, as you put it earlier.
Yes, the larger sweet spot. Yeah, and the full cavity back is what I was thinking of, right? And so there's more forgiveness with the club, technically speaking. If we practice, I mean, the club isn't going to do it for you, okay? I mean, I really want to emphasize that you actually do have to put something into it. So you go buy the clubs, you get them fitted for you. Do you have a Cleveland fitting program that you know of that's in the islands, possibly, or where would we go to find out where we can get fitted if we go and buy Cleveland clubs?
I'm not sure about Hawaii. I think what I need to do, Daniel, is come over there and spend some time over there.
Yeah,
and,
there you go.
Yeah, and research that for you. I'd love to. So I'm sure that we have a great representative over there, George, and I think he has most of our equipment in a lot of the stores over there. I believe will be very, very popular in Hawaii. Just, you know, due to that, it suits a lot of the demographic over there. So you should be able to see these in most of the pro shops.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, the pro shops, the Aloha Golf Center, and find George, okay?
So yeah.
He's the guy. He's the man with Cleveland.
Find George, yeah.
Find George, okay. Maybe you can give us a contact. How we can get in touch with... Call any of your favorite pro shops. Pro-Am... the name of the guys on Kapi'olani Boulevard, always, they're right across from Pro-Am. Excuse me, executive producer, the name of the store that's right across from the Pro-Am golf shop, it's the new Nevada Bob. Sorry, I have a complete mental break right now on the name of that. It's the large golf company. They sell golf clubs. It's all right. You know where they are. They're across from Pro-Am. That would give me another chance to say Pro-Am. Okay. No, they're not a sponsor. I'm not really doing that. It's not a shameless plug. They don't give me anything. Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, demo days. We'll have to find out where the Cleveland demo days are happening, too. We'll get George. You'll help us find all that out, won't you, Adam? Because, of course,
yeah.
We're cousins from Birmingham and Derby, okay?
Derby, yeah. Hey, Daniel, one thing, when you talk about demo days, one of the things and the strategies we're doing is basically play them all. So we'll be putting bags, a full set out across the country, in the U.S., in Hawaii, if you can find George, then you can actually trial the whole set. So you can play them on your own course and see actually the distance gain which you can get. So look out for that, a play them all campaign, demo days. It's probably the best way to go out and see the difference with this new technology.
By the way, I like the golf bag, too.
It's pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, it's really nice. And you've got all kinds of, I mean, you've got shoe bags, they've got travel bags, everything. Nice job on that. Tell your marketing guys, yeah, it's really nice. Keegan Bradley uses Cleveland, right? And David Thompson, and Chris Wilson, and Jeff Overton, and Boo Weekly, and Larry Mize. Like Larry Mize. He spent some time with me on the show. I always like people to do that. It's been fun talking with you. Thanks for being such a great sport and so much information. I know everybody was very impressed. I know I am. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Daniel.
Okay.
I believe she's okay.
Okay, good. Excellent. Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, or condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. Okay, in the headlines, Tiger Woods melted down in round three at the Emirates Australian Open compared to his first two rounds. I mean, he's not completely out of contention, but... And the commentators were so kind to him. They said this third round, you know, was Saturday for them. His ball striking really wasn't that bad, but that he just couldn't get anything going. So nice of you to put it like that. You know, his driver was off. His recovery shots were just okay. And his putting, it wasn't that bad. He just, you could see him lose confidence. It was like watching somebody tighten up and get more insecure. It's a really uncomfortable feeling to have. It's an uncomfortable feeling to watch. He came close, like Bubba Watson. So many potential birdies. His score could have been so terrific. It was like, wow. He just lost it on this really, really, really short one. But that happens. So we're beginning the final round in a few hours on Golf Channel. You can watch. John Senden at 63. Yo, see that putt? Wow. Yesterday's birthday boy was Jason Day. He's one stroke back. And Greg Chalmers is alone at third. And Nick O'Hearn is tied for fourth. So far, it's all Aussies. All right, here comes an American, Nick Watney. He's tied T4 with Nick O'Hearn. And Jared Lyle and Ryan Haller, T6. And then comes Bubba Watson and Tiger Woods at T8. Okay, on the LPGA Tour, Julie Engster and Anna Nordqvist tied for the lead. Catriona Matthew, Mina Lee, Suzanne Paterson, T3. I.K. Kim alone at 6. And Paula Creamer, Siri Puck, and Michelle Wee are T7. They've had to reduce the Barclays Singapore Open to 54 holes because thunder and lightning and a lot of rain is just not conducive to good playing conditions. If you'd like to play a round of golf at Volcano, it was 51 degrees just a few minutes ago, but by 9:36, there's a tee time, 10:18 or 11:12, it'll probably be fantastic. Makalei has the Makalei Amateur Championship underway today and Sunday. Make a note of it. Every year they do the Makalei Amateur Championship. Poipu, the Hawaii Iron Workers are going out, and the Roving Diners Group. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. If you'd like to play at Poipu, there's a 10:30, 11:20, and a 1 p.m. Ko'olina, if you can get there, today would be the day to go to Ko'olina, okay? 9:44, 10:08. At the Royal Hawaiian Golf Course, that used to be Luana Hills, Royal Hawaiian, there's a 9:20 and a 10:10 and an 11:50. McKenna on Maui has an 8:40, 9:28, 10:32, 11:28. All right, so there's your tee times. And if the reason I say you want to go today to Ko'olina, the golf course, or Kapolei, I think they're having, no, you don't want to go to Kapolei today because they're playing golf today. Somebody is. We have a huge event going on in Hawaii, on Oahu in particular, with the Sultan of Brunei and presidents of 18 countries, including Russia, China, and the United States of America. They're all gathering here to discuss economies. And they said that, you know, it's really bad that Europe's having a downtime because that affects the entire world. It seems to be the case now, right? It's global. So they're talking economies, what to do, et cetera, et cetera. They're not staying in Waikiki. Waikiki's off limits right now. I wouldn't go to Waikiki. There's a checkpoint at Atkinson and Ala Moana where you literally have to give up everything. You know, no, not your children. Just your driver's license, your insurance card, your registration, and your privacy. Because they, if they want to, they will go in your car. They have the mirrors to look underneath your car. So if you don't have to go into Waikiki, or if you want to go there and not have to go through that checkpoint, you go down Kapalhulu. Makali was real bad yesterday, and so Waikiki's kind of hard. You can go to Ko'olina and play golf, but then they're all going to go. They're all going to trek out and close the H1 freeway. They're going to go from Waikiki all the way to Ko'olina. Why they don't have a flotilla of helicopters carrying these people out there is I don't understand. No one's been able to tell me why. But they're going to drive, which means the freeway could be closed between 3 and 4 hours. That's the H1, the corridor between Honolulu and West Oahu, including Farrington Highway, by the way. So if you're on the leeward coast, there's only one way in and one way out, and you probably want to be stocked up. Get your provisions. A lot of people in Waikiki were told if they left at 6 o'clock in the morning, they couldn't go home until 10 o'clock at night. Seriously. So if you didn't get out by 6 o'clock in the morning, you had to stay in all day. No, seriously. So people were stocking up as if a hurricane was coming, you know, or some terrible disaster. They're stuck in their houses. That's how secure, because we are responsible for the leaders from around the world. And that makes it very important that everybody's taken care of. We don't want anything to happen. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM 1 Princeville. Okay. We're going to go around the world. This is a man. He is the Sweet Spot Golf player rep. Carl Zoba. He is just a Joba. Excuse me. Did I get your name right? Yes. Carl did this.
Yes,
I went to Los Angeles, okay? And I said, I wonder where is a good place to play. Carl made me this incredible list of golf courses in Los Angeles and then went on to describe, for instance, let me see, Rancho Park, par 3, Century City. If you want to work out the kinks, this would be it. 9 holes, longest being 130 yards. You're teeing off artificial mats, $5 to $8 around. You get what you pay for. Chester Washington Golf Course in Hawthorne. This is a decent course in a not-so-decent part of town. You shouldn't have any trouble playing during the week. Just make sure your rental car parked close to the clubhouse. Course itself isn't terribly difficult, usually kept in halfway decent shape. Greens are hit and miss. There's some brown patches in the fairways. The links at Victoria Carson. When the USGA made the decree that brown isn't bad on a golf course, they never imagined this. The place is that dump.
Yep.
Despite a nice website and really nice greens, imagine hitting a perfect drive down the middle of the fairway and hitting your second shot from the middle of a 50-square-yard patch of hard pan dirt. If they were ever able to get the fairways under control, it would be a really nice course. The one cool thing is the golf course borders the aerodrome where the Goodyear blimp lives. Other than that, I'd pass. You know, you should do this for a living, Carl.
Perhaps I should. I just need some person that would pay me.
Oh, that small thing called, yeah, remuneration for a job well done. Yes,
yeah.
Well, yeah, that's when you... Okay, yeah, Carl, we're going to have to ask you to call back in, or because we're getting a real one of those unpleasant moments when I can only hear every second word you say.
All right.
Let me try again. Let's see. Maybe you've moved, and that'll work. Let me ask you this. Yes?
Here, I just took you off of speakerphone.
Oh, do that. Oh, yes.
Okay.
No speakerphones. No, you can't have speakerphones because then we won't be able to hear everything you say. All right.
Okay.
I get a list from Carl of all the different places, okay, yeah, we know he's been in California, and you like Los Verdes golf, you know, Palos Verdes?
Yeah.
Or yeah, Palos Verdes is like, yeah, really expensive. Is that the Trump one?
No, it's actually a public golf course that's on the hills above the Trump golf course.
Oh, cool. Rolling Hills. When I went through there when I was a kid, I lived over in California for a little while, and Rolling Hills literally rolled into the ocean. We were looking at fireplaces way off there. That was when the Crystal Church, or whatever it was called,
yep,
was cracked. Yes, very fascinating. Now, then we go to Connecticut, Delaware, D.C., Florida, my goodness, Maryland, Massachusetts, Maine, New York. You like Kutcher's? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep.
Oh, is it a good golf course? Kutcher's Run Country Club? Do you like it?
Not
Kutcher's Golf?
Really?
Really?
Kutcher's is kind of a, like one of those Pocono resorts that took in like 1960.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they didn't take
it. So,
all right.
No, it's taking care of, but it's just kind of a...
Yes, we're missing you again. You know, we're just losing you. It's really unfortunate.
I'm sorry. It's not really a memorable round of golf.
Okay, well, good. Then we'll just pass on that. We don't need to...
Yeah.
Just tell me, don't like it, and then we'll just go move on, because we don't...
Okay.
All right, then we go to Virginia, and then he goes down... I had no idea. See, it goes Austria, Germany, France, the Netherlands, Spain, Turkey, and Switzerland. All right, I got to go to Switzerland, okay, because,
yes,
you know, I'm Swiss. yeah, I really am. I'm dual. So, Switzerland, Golf Park Waldkirch.
Yes, ma'am.
Golf Club Badragatz. Badragatz,
yep,
has a golf course. Now, wait a second. Appenzell, Golf Club Appenzell. That's where,
yep,
that's my Ur Ort. Arion Golf and Country Club. Then there's,
mm-hmm,
Golf Club Heidi Land. That's just wrong, okay? Golf Club Heidi Land is just period. Lugano, Golf Club Montreux, Golf Club, and Golf Club DeVos. All right, I lived in DeVos. It isn't much of a golf course, is it?
No, it's not. But it's really unique is that the course itself is kind of like intertwined with the city.
It is intertwined with the city. The city is in between three or four passes. It is,
yep,
circled by incredibly high, the peaks of the mountains that you're up in. And ski resorts, I mean, all around you are, everywhere you look, there's a ski run. There's the funicular, there's the trains that'll take you to the top, and then you go up even higher. And it's an incredible resort for winter sports. It's also beautiful in the,
yep,
summer for hiking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a small little, it's a little village of maybe 15 to 20,000 people in the summertime, which then... in the winter becomes 40 to 50,000 people. So the golf course is right on the edge, as the train will take you from Davos Platz to Davos Dorf, and then you go down to down the hill into the valley to Coor, etc., etc. In fact, the prince of the all those royals, they go to Cloisters, which is just down.
Yeah.
It's the first stop down from Davos. Yeah. So Cloisters is right down there. So between Davos Dorf and Cloisters, is this little tiny golf course right on the edge of the mountain. But it's gorgeous. It's not gorgeous by any stretch.
Well,
which was your favorite one in Switzerland?
That would have to be the Adragatz.
Really?
Because, yes. It is, that course actually holds a Euro senior PGA tour event.
Yeah.
So it's in really great shape. The course itself is unique. A lot of nice holes. And of course, it's the closest course to Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein.
Yeah. You know, as you're playing, the mountains that these Tori Heidi is from, they kind of frame your like whole round. So you're sitting there and you're teeing off, and there's I think it's the par 5th, 11th hole.
Okay.
You have some what of a blind drive up a hill, and at the top of the hill you're hitting your second shot, and you're aiming towards like some like ruins of a church circa, you know, 16 something.
Right.
Or, you know, it's just a unique spot, especially if you play in, you know, September, October. You have all of the trees starting to turn in the Alps, and you have snow-capped peaks, and just absolutely gorgeous.
Spectacular. Okay, I've got the picture. All right, yes. Okay, that's not fair.
No, it's not. Actually, Cloisters, I didn't play there, but it's essentially a nine-hole course that's wedged into Cloisters, so it feels like you're in like some type of stadium with like all these peaks and sheer walls just rising up all kind of around you. It's really interesting. I was like, wow, that's really cool. I mean,
yeah, it is. You know, horseback riding back there when it's in the winter, it's a good snowfall on the ground and you can gallop just for miles down the, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen. Let's talk golf, sweet spot, clinic series, and putting. You do this putting lesson. Now,
yes, I do.
What is your tip for people who are having a hard time? Tiger's having a hard time putting. Bubba was having a hard time putting. What is your tip for people who are having a difficult time? How do I learn this? How do I learn this art of putting?
Well, since I'm not a PGA professional, how do I bring some of my own kind of expertise to golf? And I've never had a lesson, so I picked up golf, you know, by playing it and by just seeing it. So, as a kind of a program to introduce sweet spot golf to the masses, I came up with this clinic that was actually a brainstorm, since a woman who had purchased a sweet spot putter, she's like, well, I've never played golf before, help me. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay, so let's start with teachings of other genres. So I'm not talking about you have to have your white hand with a 75% firm grip on the club, and then you have to rotate your left shoulder. None of that. But I think the human body is such a amazing tool that it's will naturally do like what you want it to do. So I am more focused on some of the other soft skills. Like, I think that a key point in instruction that's overlooked is consistently making contact with the ball on the exact center or sweet spot of the putter face. So, I mean, it's pretty interesting hearing some feedback from people who hadn't realized that for years they were hitting the ball a couple of centimeters towards the toe or towards the heel, and some of them were so consistent at that that teachers were telling them to adjust their body position and technique based on the response of the ball off the putter, not knowing that it was a contact issue.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to have to pick up at a time when we can have a better connection with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really, because the time is out now. We've come to the end of the show. Yeah, it's unfortunate, because I can understand what you mean when you talk about the body being an amazing machine, for lack of a better word, organism, that it'll do what you ask it to do. We think too much.
Yes.
You know, we just think too much, and we break it down to too many things that can then go wrong. If you just go out, do I ask myself how I'm going to throw a baseball? No. I take the ball and I throw it. And I throw it.
Exactly.
And that's
you,
I don't
put your
think
body
that.
Right.
Right, right. So
throw the
you need to,
ball here.
You're right.
Yep.
So what you need to do is just do the same kind of thinking when you're holding the club. I know it's easier said than done, but if you don't think too much about it when you're putting, you know, and you say, oh, I got to put the ball over there in the hole, and then you just do. You just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to wrap it up now, and I really thank you for being on the show. You are, you've got to have a website where you can post all of your observations about golf courses. That's all there is to it. Thank you very much for being on the show, Carl. It was a pleasure talking. Okay. And I want to thank the people who make the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, they've got a special fall visitor special at Poipu Bay. It's a rate for visitors, $144 per round, $100 a round after noon for the visitor. Poipu Bay visitor special is good through November 30th. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Sheet metal and all kinds of stuff. When you need a roof or flashing or gutters or downspouts or AC ducts or commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, design, fabricated, they do it all. Alakai Mechanical, star protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home, your business, for your concert, for your special event. Get the star team on your property. It's star protection, what you need in Hawaii and California. Hawaii Golf News and Travel, 808golf.com. You can always find us at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.